Well, good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the Great Commission, about the instructions from Jesus to make disciples wherever we go, to immerse them into Christ, to teach them to obey everything that He commanded. Today we're going to focus in on that last part, teaching faithfully. And there are a lot of things that I looked at with this and how to describe the teaching that we ought to do. And that term faithfully, just the one that kept coming up and seeming to fit well. It's this persistence, this consistency. It's not giving up. It's the accuracy. It's our commitment. And as we consider what that looks like, go and teach faithfully. Matthew 22, verse 16 says, "Teacher," they said, "we know you are a man of integrity and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are." Now, for some context, you may be familiar with the passage, a verse that Jesus responds and says to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. Well, that's this text. This is the introduction. These leaders come up to Jesus, and whether they mean it or not, try this attempt at flattery or making him feel like they respect his opinion. If you read the Gospels, you'll discover that they really weren't all that keen on what Jesus had to say, at least not on following it. And so they come up and they tell him that they know he teaches the Word of God accurately. They know that he doesn't change his story. He doesn't change his teaching based on who he's talking to. That there's an integrity about it. There's a lack of partiality. And so they say, "Because we know this about you, tell us, is it right to pay taxes or not?" Now again, their goal was simply to trick Jesus into saying something that would either get him in trouble with Rome or with them, with the people. And so their flattery was really empty and hollow. It was this shell to give the impression that they respected who he was, while their intent was the complete opposite. And so everything they said about Jesus was kind of the opposite of themselves. And so the question is, what is it and which one do we choose when it comes to our life, when it comes to our teaching? And when Jesus calls for us to make disciples everywhere that we go, to immerse them, to teach them everything that he commanded, what does that look like? Are there times where we step back and shy away from the truth of God's word because we don't think it'll be received well in that setting? And I'm not talking about avoiding discretion and using wisdom in when to speak and when to be silent. James tells us that we're better off many times if we're slow to speak and slow to become angry, but quick to listen. And so I'm not talking about being that bull in the china closet, barging in and proclaiming truth in a way that People aren't ready to hear. But I am talking about the opportunities that we have that we make our decision based on something other than what God wants. And so God's desire is that as we make disciples, part of that disciple-making process is the teaching of everything that God commanded. The teaching of all of the instructions that had been given by Jesus. The teaching of God's Word. And you may be thinking, well, how am I supposed to do that? Well, that's why it's important to be involved in this disciple-making process, is because if we're actually a disciple, then somebody has been teaching us. I think sometimes we miss that within our modern culture. We tend to seek converts rather than disciples. We take the easy way out. We want people to make a decision for Christ, and then if we're involved in some form of evangelism at all, oftentimes we simply go on to the next potential convert. And that's not what Jesus has called us to do. He says to make disciples. And as a disciple, we ought to have been taught. We ought to continually be taught. It's this ongoing learning process. Jesus spent 3+ years with the core of his disciples, his followers, his learners. And up to the end, he was teaching them. And up to the end, they were not always getting it. And so he would teach some more. He would teach again. And because it's not necessarily easy, we don't always like it. Because those that we teach don't always get it. We don't always like it because we don't always get it. We don't like learning or being taught. If we were actually learning it, we may not need to be taught it over and over, but we don't like having to repeat lessons. But that's how we learn. It's how we learn when lessons are repeated in our life. It's how we learn when we share lessons in the lives of others. So God's desire is that we make disciples everywhere that we go. We immerse them into Christ. We continually teach in a faithful manner, in a manner with integrity, in a manner without partiality. If it's sin, it's sin. It's not okay for some and not okay for others. It's teaching the necessity of faithful obedience to Christ. Not because it earns our salvation, but because it expresses our love for the one that saved us. Living life as a disciple of Jesus is someone who makes disciples. It's someone who has been taught to obey the entirety of God's Word and continues to teach others, even as we learn. It's one that's not afraid to say, I was wrong. I misunderstood. I misapplied. I've been taught more accurately. And when we are willing to approach God's Word with humility and with submission to Him, we put ourselves in a position to learn. And when we put ourselves in a position to learn, we put ourselves into a position to teach. We teach by our words. We teach by our actions. We teach by the way we live life, the way we interact with others, the way we represent Jesus. And so today, the question for every one of us is, what am I learning? And who am I teaching? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us a great task. A task of learning. A task of being a disciple that makes disciples. A task that represents Jesus everywhere that we go. And God, today I pray that you would help us to be good students. Students of your word that takes it in and applies it accurately and is able to share it with others in a way that's right, in a way that's consistent, in a way that's faithful. Father, today may we continually look to you for the wisdom that we need, for the understanding that only your Spirit can bring about. May we be aware of those opportunities, not simply to make converts, but those opportunities to make disciples, to share life with life, to become those that are teaching even through our learning. Father, as we gaze into your word today, may we comprehend the instruction that is meant for us. The instruction that is meant for us to share with others. The instruction that is true and faithful. The instruction that leads us to a life surrendered to you, an eternal life. Father, as we choose to be obedient to your word, the totality of your word in the broadness of it and your word in the specifics of it. May we recognize that part of that obedience is this very command to go and make disciples, immersing them into Christ, teaching them to obey everything that you commanded, including this command. Father, may we rest with the knowledge that it's not something we do alone, but that you have promised that you are with us always, even to the end of the age. That this instruction is not given to us and then stepped away from, but we are able to accomplish it because of the power of your Spirit within us, because of your presence that is always with us. So, Father, as we choose to be involved in making disciples everywhere that we go, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.